I was flipping through his composition notebook, and I guess the teacher assigned them, when I grow up, I want to be. That stood out because I'm like, somebody silenced your dream. Somebody silenced your dream. You said when you grew up, you wanted to be an agent. But some cowards took that away from you. Violent crime of an innocent six-year-old in broad open daylight. How can you shoot up an apartment building in broad open daylight? I just was at the state attorney's office, last month, fighting against gun violence. With my sign, it said 3 family members. Now I got to take that same sign, cross it out, and put 4 family members. People who are committing these violent crimes are starting at 13 years old. And they know, oh, I'm not an adult yet. I'll get out. Where are they getting these guns from? Parents not searching mattresses? They're not checking closets? Last year, I get the call that my 9-year-old student, Jamari Tillman, was outside playing and got shot. And it's like nonstop. My students in here are used to it. Oh, Ms. Akins, you heard about who got shot. They just shot at my mama, Ms. Akins, and they just shot my grandma Cobb. It's like, this is normal. This is not normal. My students range in ages from 9 to 13. That's a problem. When they feel that what's going on in the neighborhood is more important than what's going on in the classroom. I just think we need to do more at the bottom. Start in elementary school. When you look at the statistics of these criminals, they are what? Black male between the ages of 14 and 19. They have severe problems in school, suspensions, and also low reading levels. I can fail students. Well, they fail themselves. D's and F's. No parent comes out. But you take a cell phone. They out here the same day after school. You going to get my child his cell phone or her cell phone. That's the problem now. These children are getting away with too much and nothing isn't being done about it. Nothing. And I'm starting to question myself now. Do we really care about the kids? Do we really care like we say we care? Because more should be done. It should be more visibility, more programs, more buildings open so we could save our kids from these streets. We all need to get on one accord. Community, school, parents. Everyone needs to come together to save our children. They so young, they shouldn't know hate so much at a young age. They shouldn't know this already. We got to bump it up to the next level. It's time for more. King Carter's death, it has pushed me more. My job, what I want to do, save children's lives.